Hey y'all, it is Rachel and Eddie, and welcome to my so-called mess. Oh shit. Eddie, how are you?
I'm good.
Sorry for my little
It's
oh
a
shit
little
there.
bit, it's like pollen swirling and puddle season here.
Same. It sucks. It was supposed to be, I thought it was going to be warm today, and I'm freezing. So.
Oh, yeah, and it's cold again.
Yes.
I looked on the forecast. Let's talk about the weather.
Let's do it. Let's have a
Live
whole...
At the top of the podcast, let's hit the weather. And then we'll talk about traffic.
Okay.
But
let's do it.
I saw on the weather, it's like, one day it's going to be like low of 30, high of 70. And I'm like, that's a lot of degrees.
That it is. I don't like that. Don't like that at all.
Yeah, it seems like...
Too much.
It seems like too many degrees to figure out how to dress that day.
Yes. But this is making me, because this is kind of, because it's like pollen-y season and stuff's falling, I thought there was like, I kept looking out my window and I kept seeing this like, it looked like a piece of dust or something attached to the outside of my window. Or I thought it was. And I was like, oh, it must be like fallen from a tree, some kind of like pollen-y thing. I don't know. It was just this little piece of like fluff. And I'm sitting there yesterday, I think it was yesterday, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, is that really on the outside of my window? I finally went and looked, and I'm like, oh, it's a cobweb inside, no big deal. But it's inside, I just need to clean it. It's in a weird spot to get to, because my windows are really tall,
Uh-huh.
And then I look again,
I've
no.
I've heard tall windows.
It's a fucking spider web.
Nice.
So now I moved. I burned the apartment down and I moved.
I like spiders.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Because they eat other bugs.
See, after I killed it, then I was like, what? Mm-hmm. That might have been saving me from something else. And I just destroyed
it.
It
was like, but I eat other bugs!
and that's what I kept thinking. I'm like, damn it. Some other bug is now... And then as I was sitting here, too, I see this thing come flying down towards me outside. It was windy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the fuck was that? I thought it was like a part of the building, like a shingle or something. I'm like, okay, this building's only like 4 years old and it's falling apart. 3 years old, whatever. So I guess somebody had a puppy pad on their porch and the wind took it. So I was watching that fall through the sky. Thankfully,
is
there
that
was
like a bed for? Did you say a puppy pad?
Oh, a puppy pad, like a pee pad.
Oh, but, right. It's like a yoga mat for dogs to pee on.
Yeah. Where they pee and poop inside.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So thankfully, no poop.
I mean, not cool. I kind of would hate that. But
I know.
More power to them.
Well, I'm just glad, like. No poop or pee came flying at me. I mean, my window was closed, but because I want to.
My kid said something interesting this morning, and this might be non sequitur. This might be an abrupt change.
I like that.
Of topic, but an interesting question came across in the morning drive to school, and it was: are you familiar with Scrooge McDuck?
A friend of Daffy?
No, this is on the Disney spectrum. He has a big money bin, counts coins. Yeah. He often will like swim in his money bin.
Okay.
Anyway. My kid asks, does he pee in his money bin while he's swimming around?
That is a good question. He probably does.
That's kind of gross if he does. Yeah, I'm like, he probably does, and that's kind of gross.
That is gross, and then all the other people handling that money. But I guess if he hoards all the money, then no one else ever touches it anyway.
Right.
The Scrooge, what is it, Scrooge McDuck? Or McDuff?
Yeah, McDuck. He was in the Disney version of A Christmas Carol.
Oh, okay.
And he played Ebenezer Scrooge.
Gotcha. Yeah, he probably keeps all his money. Do you remember also when, like, you would go to your friend's pool or a neighborhood pool and they'd be like, this is the pool that has that special stuff in it, and it turns purple if you pee.
Yeah, that was like an urban legend.
Yes. Right? Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming. I never saw a pool turn purple, and I've definitely peed in a pool.
Yeah. I never really peed in pools, probably because of that rumor. It seems like it would have happened a lot more than you would think.
Right. It would happen all the time. Well, I figured, like, if I was going to pee in a pool anyway, I would just blame it on someone else swimming, because how do they know exactly which pee it's come, whose pee it is? Does it, like...
Yeah, that was always my idea. Mm-hmm. I thought I came up with that.
Mm-hmm.
But you came up with it?
I mean, you know, I can't take all the credit. Yes, I can. Yes, I decided that. And then I told everybody, and I started a new thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew I had heard it somewhere. Little me wasn't coming up with original ideas.
But yeah, I remember that being so. I remember the first time I heard that, I think it was like right after I peed in a pool one time. And I was like, we have the stuff that turns purple. And I was like, oh my God, it's happening.
Somebody said it to me as I was peeing in the pool. And I'm like, yeah, fucking right.
Could you imagine if that really, who would want to know that anyway? Would you want to know?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like...
I wouldn't want to know.
It's kind of a... That's kind of a situation where it's like, we all just assume everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really want to talk about it or address it. One time... this is kind of a weird, gross Georgia story. When I first moved to Georgia, though, doing stereotypically Georgian things was... ironic, hip in an ironic way.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody they put a tarp in the back of their pickup truck and filled it with water.
Mm.
And a bunch of people got into it. And, you know, like, we're all Georgian now.
Mm-hmm.
And one person who was in the back of the truck pool admitted to peeing.
Mm.
And it was like, ew. Like, this is kind of a small, intimate pool thing.
And that's just stagnant water. There's no chemicals.
Yeah. She was like, I'm peeing right now. And it was like, gross.
Yuck. Okay. There was a parking lot in Athens off Boulevard. And I wish, was he in Pylon? I can't remember. Maybe Pylon. I'm just going to say Pylon. In a band. This guy had converted... and like 18 wheeler, like the back part, into a living space. And
I don't remember that.
And then he had this little area near him where he built a deck. I think this was all in the same place. This was a very Athensy moment. And he got a dipsy dumpster. Isn't that what they're called?
I haven't heard it called that in a long time.
What are they called?
Like something. My mom would call it.
I don't even... Okay, I never knew what they were... I mean, I don't even know what they're called. A dumpster? I remember someone calling it that.
I mean, yeah.
And they did...
Yeah, my mom. You were talking to my mom, right?
It was. We talk every Thursday. Thursday.
You talk to me every Wednesday, and then my mom. My mom tomorrow.
I have to catch her up. She's like, I haven't talked to Eddie in a while. I catch her up on all your details. That way, like...
Yeah.
She feels connected weekly. No, but he did the dumpster pool.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a dumpster pool,
even grosser than the back of the
pool. With a deck, with a deck that was like, looks like it came from a above ground pool, kind of attached to it. Oh my God! Yeah, I don't think I went in. I think I was weirded out by the whole thing. Maybe I put my feet in.
Yeah, I guess that is like a super Athensy thing, because during the summer you're always looking for water to get your body into.
Mm-hmm.
And while that sounds disgusting, in another light, it sounds kind of appealing, because it was probably like 100 degrees and 100% humidity. And...
Yep.
it seems like it could have been like just refreshing, and you could have been like, oh, you know, I'm just gonna like dip in here for a second.
Yeah, but then you think about like that. I think I was thinking about the fact that the water was like still, like it wasn't like pool where at least there's chemicals to kill things or like something. I feel like it kills stuff, but I probably did put my feet in it and got relaxed, you know, because I also
I feel like if you get there on day one,
right.
Any day after day one, it's like, okay, this has had a chance to have like frog spawn in it.
Oh yeah, mosquitoes.
Other nastiness.
Yeah. Do y'all go to Sandy Creek? For those who don't know, Sandy Creek is a beach, but it's a lake, a pond, a lake, and it has a beach area.
Well, Sandy Creek is an actual creek.
Oh, you're right. It's called it. Says in the news.
They built a park around it, and they built a whole nature preserve around it. And so there's Sandy Creek Park, Sandy Creek Nature Center, and Sandy Creek, which Cook's Trail runs along.
Mm. Do you go to the beach?
Yeah, we have the season passes to the beach.
Mm.
I think I told that story on the podcast one time where I was like, oh man, how much is this going to be? And I was like, it's probably going to be like $100 for my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
We have to write everybody's name down. And it was like $15 for a year.
Oh my God. Family. That's awesome.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Totally worth it.
Again, this is a very Athens-y thing. So for those of you who are not from Athens, I apologize, but I keep seeing posts about people pooping in the creek.
Okay.
Sorry if I just grossed you out there about being in the water. But I wanted to know if that was just something somebody like in this Athens group was posting about weirdly, or if that's like a phenomenon happening.
I don't know. I mean, it could be a thing that people do. I think like pooping in public or pooping in the water is just a... like, that's logistically kind of challenging, especially if you're wearing a bathing suit.
Right.
Like, I don't know how you're going to do that. I could see maybe, like, if people were camping. Because can't you camp?
Mm.
Maybe some campers would do it.
Mm.
Or if you just got really, like, leaky bowels.
That's true, yeah. And some people do have a fetish where they like to poop in all kinds of places.
Right, like Scrooge McDuck pooping in his
big, all back
funny pit of gold.
Talking about phenomenons, had you heard this other phenomenon about women getting punched in the face in New York?
No. Mm-hmm. This sounds like the setup to a joke.
I wish it was. No, people are just women are walking by, women that are walking by themselves are just getting punched in the face. I thought it was like a TikTok joke, like they were making up stories to try and get like views or something. But no, apparently it's happening. And
wow.
Yeah, that's really not a good story. You got nothing to add to it. No. That sounds funny or exciting. But
it's a little bit like sexist. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's supposed to be my understanding.
Be women and men getting
punched. Right. It's supposed to be like incels or whatever you call them. Is that the right word? I always feel like I'm saying it wrong.
Incels. Yeah, that's a type of person. Right?
Yeah, I believe that's the
and
type.
They're the ones punching or getting punched.
They're the ones punching.
I didn't know that they could punch. Good on them.
They're manning up. That was terrible. Oh my goodness. Okay. I think I told you that I was watching this apartment that had a note in the door for weeks, and like I didn't know if they were dead or being kicked out or like, but the note never moved. Do you remember that story?
No, you're surveilling.
I am, because like I walk by the same, I mean, I walk down the same hallway every day. So a couple weeks ago, I noticed that it had like a packet of notes on it with like their apartment number written. So I was assuming it's from the apartment complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I just noticed it's there. And then I'm like, I kept noticing and I'm like, oh, maybe they're on vacation. You know, like, how do they not know there's not a note there? And it was a good few weeks. I mean, they could have been on vacation too. I get it. But the note's gone. So I decided there's someone like had, or like someone had died inside. The note's gone. But they're, and so I'm assuming they're, but I never see anyone walk in and out. I used to. And the floor mat is still there, the welcome mat. So I still want to know, like, I've created this story that I got really into in my brain. And then it was like such a letdown of an ending. Like, now the note's gone. So how do I know? Like, there's no way of knowing what happened.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm just.
That's interesting. That reminds me, I lived in an apartment complex one time, and I think somebody or multiple people got evicted, and they put like this tape along the door. And it's like, if you open the door, it will rip the tape, and they'll know if you've been back to your apartment or not. I thought that was pretty clever.
That is clever. That is clever. It's really...
That's the story.
And then when you do get evicted by the sheriff and they put the, like, the sheriff, the police come and, like, tape the note to the door and, like, it says eviction across it. It's at least that's how they did it in Georgia back a long time ago. Not saying that ever happened to me. Maybe it did. Maybe it didn't. In a crazy past. So, yeah, I'm sorry. I keep having to drink water because I feel like I'm getting itchy throat. So I apologize that I keep sounding like I'm pausing.
Yeah. Probably the pollen.
Yes. And I hate that because I really want to open my windows and get fresh air, you know? But then am I just inviting more shit into my pollen world? Like, am I just going to make myself feel worse?
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I think I do fresh air in the fall. I skip the spring fresh air.
Do you open the windows in the summer? I guess there's not really fresh air. I'm just bringing heat in then.
In the summer, it's usually too hot. Yeah.
I was thinking that because it's like, you know, when it gets to 115 here, is opening the window is really going to be helpful? Probably not. I'm just going to bring the heat more. Yeah, I was outside. So my allergies had gotten really bad and then they got better, but I was outside for 2 hours playing pickleball on Sunday.
Oh, good.
And it was very windy, so I feel like I was, like, getting hit with pollen. And I'm so... I forgot that we have pollen. I mean, I guess everywhere has pollen. Maybe? Is pollen... Yeah. Does pollen
have... You think of Texas, though. You think of, like, the desert. And you think of, like, a cow skull.
Right. We have a lot of
at
trees.
At least I do. And that's more Arizona.
That's true. But I thought we had, like... We had like cedar fever, which I don't even know what that means, but it's some cedar season allergy. But I didn't think that pollen was part of it, or I forgot from last year or whenever. So yeah, I didn't pay attention, but I want to get the pollen off my car. But do you have this? I want to go get my car washed because I can't stand looking at the pollen. But then it's just going to come back the next day. Like, do I just keep washing it every few days? I don't know what to do in this. I don't remember what to do in this. Because maybe I had a carport for... I don't know. Maybe I just didn't care before, but now my car looks nice and I want to keep it looking nice. So do people wash it like every few days to try and keep the pollen off?
No, I wouldn't do that. Like, you just have to do it once during pollen season and then once after pollen season. But... I'm pretty lazy, so I don't know. That's probably wrong advice.
I was going to do it today, but it's supposed to rain this afternoon, so I'm not. But, like, then my car will be covered anyway because I'm in a garage, so it won't get the rain. Mm-hmm. And somebody also, fucking dickbags, somebody threw, like, I guess was, I was parked in the parking lot where at my part-time job, and I guess somebody rolled down their window and poured out the rest of their soda. Mm-hmm. And got Coke all over my fucking window.
Oh, lame.
I know.
Yeah, I have a friend who got a new... Well, I mean, so my friends get minivans, and it's a big deal. It's like a newer minivan with like a touch screen, you know? And then he bought the car wash package. So there's like a subscription to a car wash. You can go get a car wash as often as you want. I think maybe like once a week you can get a car wash. And then you can use their vacuum cleaners for free. And every time I get in his car, I'm like, man, it's so clean in here. And he's like, I'm really doing it. Really using that.
I have thought about
really using that package.
I've dated guys that they do that. They have their weekly. They go every week. They have their car wash pass. And first of all, I hate vacuuming my car. I need to vacuum my car so badly. I want somebody to vacuum it for me. I know that sounds whatever. But I do you remember, like, Bulldog Car Wash? I used to love going there. You go, you sit inside, or you sit on the deck and watch, and then they buff your car, and they vacuum it. They dry it by hand.
Oh, yeah. They used to, like, detail your car, right?
They would do that, and then they had, like, the quicker one that wasn't quite, like, full detail, but it was, like, but they did, like, hand dry your car and vacuumed it. And then they would raise their hand when your car was done, and you'd go over and leave a tip, or you put your tip, paid your tip inside, and then you drove away, and it was beautiful. And I love the idea of a weekly car wash. I would love that. But I don't like vacuuming the inside of my car myself, so I always have dirt in my car. And I dated guys who had spotless cars and always went to the car wash, and they'd get in my car and be like, ugh, your car's gross.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of like, when I was younger and I lived in Florida, I don't know, it was like more of a car scene down there. Because I guess you have to drive everywhere in Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm.
So like taking care of your car was almost like having appropriate hygiene.
Mm.
Like, you know, like if there are people who don't wear deodorant or, you know, have alternative smells.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I think I just invented that.
I like that. Was. Alternative smells.
I'm into these like alternative smells, you know, like oils and, like incense as a deodorant.
I love incense.
Like patchouli.
I'm not a little patchouli.
I'm not against it for sure. But yeah, so taking care of your car was almost this reflection on your hygiene.
Mm.
In that culture, and I haven't encountered that here.
I feel like
I do every now and then, but here it feels weird. It's like, ooh, you care about that?
I feel like in Athens, okay, you're right, but if you go to Atlanta, it's different.
What's the difference?
The car cleanliness, the cleaning your car, the keeping up with it, getting it done every week. Everybody I know that had a weekly car wash, they were all in Atlanta.
Okay, so Atlanta's got, like, that, yeah, it's more of a car culture there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in L.A. it's a thing, too, where it's, like, your car is an extension of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you drive a shitty car, you just don't think highly of yourself.
Right, I think so. And I think that, like, I think because Athens is a little more, like, what's the right word? I don't know. I think that's, like, a thing. Like, I don't care about my car. You know, like, my car is not a reflection of me. I think that's more like the statement in Athens. Like, it's just my car. Not all of Athens. I feel like there is some of Athens, like, especially the college students, some of them. Like, well, they drive, like, fucking crazy-ass cars now.
And some of them are from other places.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of transplants.
That's
and
true.
They bring their fucking car hygiene to us.
Yeah, my car.
Anyway, all that to say, it's like a difference in...
yeah. But I would like somebody to come and wash my car for me weekly.
Right. And that's a thing, too. That's like, I have a house cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I am privileged.
I loved when I had a house cleaner. Because, you know, there are just certain things. Like, when you live in a house for so long, even if you clean the house, you don't, like, get in and always clean the corners, right? And do all that. It's nice to have an outside perspective to clean your house. I would like that for my car. I think my next thing, when I have a shit ton of money, I'm going to have my trainer, my nutritionist, my personal stylist, and my car cleaner.
Those are goals. Those are hashtag life goals.
They are. They're on my vision board. I don't have a vision board.
No, vision boards, it's like a fun thing to talk about, but it's also kind of cool.
Yeah.
Having those hashtag goals.
No, I think it is a great thing to have goals. And I've done vision boards, and we used to do them with my girl empowerment group a lot. but I also in my head make fun of vision boards at the same time. So, but they are cool. It is good to have goals. Agreed. And I used to make my vision boards and I would hang them up somewhere where I could see them every day, but no one would know that I had it because I made fun of them.
Ooh,
but,
mm-hmm. Like a private vision board.
Mm-hmm. Like that. Also, no one needs to know my goals, right? Like those are my personal goals.
Yeah, and then if you don't achieve them, you just be like, oh,
yeah.
That's more my style.
Yeah, I don't want people to know.
Yeah, I once had this ambition that I would do this thing, but logistically it was too complicated.
Yeah, it didn't happen.
I don't need that noise in my life.
Mm-hmm. No one needs to know that I had that thought and then ask me about it. Ever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know, I was just going to say I had a thought. It popped in my head and out because I woke up at 5:30 this morning. It's my brain's...
Oh, me too.
Did you? Is that when you normally wake up?
Well, no. One of my kids woke up and needed to get back to sleep, so I helped her do that.
That's got to be hard.
By just sitting in a chair next to her. Mm. I think it's bad for my blood pressure to wake up at the time.
That's got better. I know I was a terrible, I've always been a terrible sleeper and I've always had nightmares. Mm-hmm. And I used to constantly, even in high school, I would wake my parents up and like sleep on the floor. And my parents, got an addition on my house when I was younger. So they had like a sitting room first. And then this like the bathroom with like closet space and a changing area. And then their bedroom. It sounds a lot bigger and fancier than it was. But so I would just like take my stuff into the like sitting room and sleep on the floor. But sometimes I'd be so freaked out, I'd sleep right next to them. And I'm sure like they woke up every time I did that. And that's got to be one, it ruined your, I mean, I know parents don't get a lot of sleep anyway. But then also when your kid wakes up scared, it's got to be the worst feeling for you too. Because then you go into a panic mode probably or like get nervous or worried.
Mostly annoyed. When it first starts happening, it's kind of scary, but
then it's like just go the fuck back to bed.
As an adult, you can like you can point out habits. Mm-hmm. And it's more like a habit. Mm-hmm. It's more like, oh, this is kind of a habit of yours, where you kind of wake up and then you think the next step is to come into my room.
Gotcha.
But, you know, like, if you feel scared, that's real. And it's nice that your parents let you sleep in their room.
I don't know that they, like, let me. I think I just would, like, sneak, you know, like, do it.
Yeah, I think I want to be, like, that kind of parent, but it's proving to be hard.
Mm. I had one friend, and her parents had a key to their door. I think there's other stuff going on there. Mm. Which is why, but... They kept their door locked all the time, and they each had a key around their neck to their door. And then at night, when they were both inside, they would lock it from the inside. We snuck in one time. Somehow we got in.
To their parents' room?
Yes, they locked.
Was there like a St. Andrew's cross in there?
You know, I don't remember, but I feel like that would have... I feel like we only went to the bathroom to like look at their makeup or something. Look at her makeup or go through her makeup. I don't remember why we were in there, but I feel it was very short. And I just remember feeling really scared the whole time because if somebody locks mm-hmm. their door and carries the key around, they obviously don't want you in there. And they were kind of scary anyway, the dad. He was this like mm-hmm. very like stereotypically Italian Guido mafia guy.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're allowed to say that.
I didn't give a name.
Is Guido okay to say?
Oh, Guido. That's what we, I don't know. If it's not, if I just said something that is insensitive, I apologize. That's what we called everybody in New Jersey. Back in the day.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
I saw this kid the other day, and he was skanking out to his car like he had some ska music in his head.
Mm.
And I described his hair as a Jew fro, and I thought, am I allowed to say that?
You know, so I wonder about that. There are some terms I often wonder about. So I grew up, you know, Jufro was a thing. I think, and then it's like, but is it one of those things like I'm Jewish, so I can say I don't know.
Because it's a very accurate description of a hair. Like, you probably know what his hair looks like.
Oh, absolutely. But is it?
It looked good. I liked it. But is like, it? I described it positively. I was like, I like the way his hair looks.
Yes, and
if
there
I
like some...
that he's dancing like he's in a '90s ska band.
I like that. And I also think there's some negative connotations around the word Jew instead of someone being Jewish.
Well, if I had just said Afro, you might have thought he was African-American.
Yeah, because does the word Afro, I don't know, where does it come from? But, yeah, no, I mean, we grew up saying that.
And then to, like, describe that hairstyle in detail.
Right.
You know, it's like a throwed-out white person with curly, a lot of curly hair.
Yeah.
It's just a lot more to say.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you. It doesn't bother me, personally.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm not trying to get permission either. I'm just kind of saying, like,
But that is interesting. Especially,
these are the questions.
Especially in today's climate. But Guido, is Guido, and yeah, I wonder if Guido is a bad word, but the Mafia was spot on to describe this person.
Good.
Yes. And then I drove over. I remember they had these really expensive lights in their yard and they had a circular driveway. And I can't, and I fucking hate driving in reverse to begin with, like just in general. And somebody parked in front of me, so I couldn't. It was only like a one lane, you know, like circular driveway. So I couldn't go around the car. So I had to reverse out the driveway on a weird angle. And I ran over like four of their lights.
Unnatural to drive a car backwards.
It really is. And I thought I was going to be in so much trouble. I didn't know what to do. But I think my dad was their attorney at the time. So they worked. So I don't know. It doesn't matter. But I remember being so like, and of course, like, I ran over one, and then I kept going. Like, I should have just stopped, but I didn't know what to do. I've had a lot of, yeah. My driving skills are not, I mean, I'm a very good driver on the road, but when it comes to, like, parking or like, somehow I ended up driving downstairs one time.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a skateboard trick, right?
I was at Memorial Park. The little, there's like a little sciency lab with like little animals. I was teaching a yoga class in there and I had to get all my mats. And somehow I was able to drive in, but then I realized like, oh, I just drove into, it wasn't really a area you're supposed to drive into. And I had to try and like do it because I couldn't go in reverse because I'm stupid. Not stupid because I was trying to do like a 3-point turn in this little space that was actually like a sidewalk. And I ended up going up the stairs a little bit, or down the stairs, I don't remember. But it was fun times. Yeah. It was fun-ass times. I keep forgetting what I'm going to say. You know when you have a thought, and then as soon as you open your mouth to actually say the thought, it's like somewhere else? Does that happen?
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
That keeps happening for me today. I'm like, oh, I have this great thing I want to talk about. And I don't know what it was.
Can think about it. I have to go to the hard to recycle place. Have you been there before?
The Charm?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I haven't been.
You've never been there?
No.
Oh, okay. We got a new dishwasher and I was like looking at like how to get rid of dishwashers. And you can take it to the dump.
But then
well first I was like, oh, you could pay somebody to take care of it. And then I looked at, like, the price for that, and it's, like, $100 minimum.
Oh, my God.
The dump will take it for free.
I thought you had to pay to, you don't have to pay to go to the dump.
Or maybe you, yeah, maybe you have to, like, maybe it's, like, a cover charge.
I think there is. I think there might be. I think I remember that.
Yeah.
I've also never
been
to the dump.
Anyway, I'm hoping that Charm takes it. I don't see why they wouldn't, but I mean, don't see why they would. It says they take appliances.
Oh, okay. Did you get a cool new dishwasher that, like, you talk to and it's like, wash my dishes, bitch, and then it just starts?
Nope. Nothing like that at all.
Cool.
Cool.
I use my dishwasher so much, I realized. Like, I think I didn't have a dishwasher for a while, and I'm somewhere else I lived. Like, you know, I feel like a lot of the old houses, you know, they don't put in dishwashers for rentals. Mm-hmm. But I read this thing, and it stuck with me, that washing dishes actually, I mean, dishwasher actually uses less water than washing your dishes by hand. So do you wait for your dishwasher to get filled up before you run it?
What?
Do you have to?
Oh, no, I just run it every night.
Oh, cool. Okay.
There's a bunch of, like, I don't know. When it broke, like, it broke in this way where it wasn't draining.
Mm.
And we had a friend over, and I immediately started working on it because I was like, I've got to get this fixed. And she was like, I can't believe the urgency with which you're, like, trying to get this dishwasher fixed. And I was like, we're not really, it might look like we're a couple, but we're a throuple. It's me, my wife, and this dishwasher.
Mm.
So I need to go replace it.
So is the new throuple getting along?
Yeah, so far. I feel like the new dishwasher kind of takes a long time, which you wouldn't expect a new appliance to take time at all.
Mm. Yeah, I use mine so much. We definitely have a good relationship. Except I kind of did something that's to the top thing that pulls out a little bit, and I have to, like, keep maneuvering it. But it's okay.
You did something nasty to it.
I did. I got all fucking nasty with that dishwasher. That is a little off the rail sometimes. No, I threw it around.
No, I get it.
So I have to, like, maneuver it
sometimes
back.
Sometimes that's what they like.
They do. This mm-hmm. dishwasher likes it rough. Mm-hmm. Which no. makes me happy.
No shade.
So you have to go. When does Charm only take it, like, specific times?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm
gonna find all this out.
Can you? Do you have, like, a? How are you gonna get the dishwasher in your car?
Oh, we have a truck.
Oh, that's right. You have a truck, too. But can you lift it by yourself?
Yeah, it's not that heavy.
Okay. I think ever since I dropped this guy who's dating's couch when I was supposed to be helping him move, I get very nervous about, like, helping people, like, lift things. And it's not, like, I can lift heavy things, but I don't have a big wingspan. So, like, it's hard for me to, like,
right.
get my arms around, you know? I'm shorty short cakes. And my arms are short. It'd be weird if I had long arms. So I've, like, had people ask if they could help me. Like, can you help me move this? And I'm always like, oh, my God, I've already dropped things before.
I guess I brought it up just because I have to go take it there, and I'm hoping that they take it. Because the dump's, like, really far away. It might have a cover charge.
I think for some reason I feel like it does. But I could be so wrong.
So much closer that whatever their cover charge is,
sounds like
well
better.
Worth it, because I only have to drive over to Barber Street.
Yes, that is. Yeah, that's much better. Hey, did you go to Patton Oswalt last night?
No, did not.
Okay.
Did he play at 40 Watt?
Or yeah, I think two shows.
He gave a little talk at the 40 Watt.
Yes, he gave a discussion. That was one of the, that his.
No, that sounds fun.
His show years ago was amazing. He loves Athens.
That's cool. You know, like, there's a lot of cool things happening in Athens, and I like Patton Oswalt. I would have totally done that, but the week we didn't record, we went and saw Bob Dylan. I think I told you about that.
Oh, I saw a post that you did. That how was it?
It was great. Like. We made a lot of jokes about how old he was and how they were just going to, like, wheelchair him out onto the stage and
mm-hmm.
stuff. But he was, like, he brought the energy. The crowd was pretty awesome. Like, Bob Dylan fans are really, like, they're all kind of, like, cool, nice people.
Mm.
And then,
sorry.
Like, there was this moment where, like, they had the sound kind of fucked up, and then they fixed the sound. And the moment, like, you could hear his iconic voice coming through the speakers in the Classic Center was crazy, because it's like everybody knows what his voice sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you kind of take it, I don't know, I guess I took it for granted that, you know, this was his sound, but like hearing, you know, hearing him in the theater in our hometown was kind of cool. It was like a real magical experience.
That is really cool. And that's not something that people are going to be able to experience much longer live.
Definitely. And you wouldn't think it would be a great show. Meg has seen him like 4 times.
Oh, wow.
This was her 4th time. And she said this was the best time seeing him.
Wow.
And she's like, I would almost hesitate to see him again because that was such a good show. And I was like, whoa.
Wow. That's
volumes.
I haven't been to live
music.
Yeah,
he really just looked like he was having a good time. But yeah, so Bob Dylan played here. We saw John Mulaney last year at the Classic Center. Mm. And Patton Oswalt is fond of Athens.
Yes.
I do feel like I support these cool big acts. Although, I got it, like, Patton Oswalt has been in comedy for longer than John Mulaney, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I think John Mulaney might bring a bigger crowd
than
Patton Oswalt.
Yeah,
I think I respect Patton Oswalt a little more because of his longevity in the field.
And Patton Oswalt was at 40 Watt. That's where he usually,
definitely,
when he comes.
Which is way, that's way cooler.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Classic Center. That's like the... It's like the Caledonia.
Yes. If you ever get a chance, listen and search for Patton Oswalt's like older Athens show when he talks about the streets being like paved with gold, like just the whole thing about when you used to be able to sing for a sandwich if you're a musician in Athens and you could just sing for a sandwich. Oh, it was so great. It's like very old, like it just felt so Athens. Like he just really got Athens. The way he described
it. I think right now there's like something going on where Athens is between being like a small town and a big town.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still like hip to come here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to be that way for long.
Like, no.
The population's exploding. The price of everything's going way up. And I support cool acts coming to town because I don't want to drive to Atlanta.
Right.
I would have never driven to Atlanta to see Bob Dylan.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm glad. That's cool that he came. Maybe next time I'll catch him. We were talking about it, and it's like so expensive to see these shows. Although Patton was probably not that expensive.
I know.
We can afford it at about like 2 shows a year.
There's so many shows coming here that I wanted to see, and I'm like, and then I look at the price, and I'm like, holy shit. I'm not paying that nonsense. So. And then I'd have to go out at night and get dressed and do all that stuff.
What they need, though, is like a yearly pass.
Yes.
Like the car wash. Where
yes.
You can go see all the shows.
So this is in New York City, but my parents used to do this thing called, I forget what it's called, doesn't matter what the name was. But it wasn't expensive. And what happens is you get tickets to previews of Broadway shows. So like right before they open or a show that's going to be big that's coming to Broadway, but for the moment it's off Broadway. Or
I
like,
love that. That's a great idea.
Oh, it was so cool. We saw so much cool stuff. And then we also got to
it feels more authentic.
Almost. Yes. It's so cool. I cannot remember. I wish I could remember what it's called. I don't know if they still do it. Not that you live near New York. But it was so cool. So we got to see so many shows. And then you could say, like, no, I don't want these tickets. Like, you got to pick which ones from a list you wanted to go to.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and they did something like that for movies, too. My mom and dad and my aunt.
Oh, yeah, Movie Pass.
Well, it wasn't Movie Pass. My mom, my dad, and my aunt would take a class. I think it was might have been through the New School. And what you would do is, like, it was one night a week, and you would see previews of movies. Like big movies that not like blockbusters, but like cool. Some of them were blockbusters, and then either the actors or directors or someone from the movie would be there to talk about it, and then we would like review the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really cool. I got to go a lot because that's when I was studying film. But now I'm just.
I guess I should move to New York if I want cool stuff.
Yep, not really, but then you can't because people are getting punched in the face.
Oh, right.
So, you know, I'd rather be not punch in the face town. And
These are the trade-offs.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a... So I wrote a paper that I turned in like a week early, and I had like questions for my professor, and she answered them. And I turned it in way early because I wanted to get it done. I still don't think it's my best paper, but she sent out a message yesterday, and I submitted it into two places. I don't even know if you can I guess you can resubmit things somehow. But she sent out an email to the class yesterday and said, I'm so sorry for those of you I gave this information to. I was wrong. It's supposed to be this way. Like, instead of using something from your book, you're supposed to make up a scenario. Well, I used my book because that's what she told me. I had the biggest panic attack yesterday. Like, oh, my God, I have to redo this paper. I don't have time. And she doesn't really respond to emails back quickly. Thankfully, she responded right away yesterday and told me not to worry about it. It was her mistake, and I will not be taken. Just keep it as it is, and it's fine.
Yeah, I feel like I've had this professor before, and it's like they're just going to reassign it in a couple weeks, and you're going to eventually have to do it anyway.
Well, I mean, I did it just a little bit different, but I don't, because we have a set syllabus, and they don't write their own syllabi. It's set for the class. So I think sometimes they don't even realize what they're, so I do have, but I do have a bunch of papers, and I actually have plans tomorrow. I have been trying to be more social. And it keeps backfiring. Mm-hmm. Like, people cancel. People are like, can we reschedule? So, but I do have like a full day of plans tomorrow. So I have to try and do all my schoolwork today. I'm going to coffee, lunch, and a walk with a friend.
Wow. Different friends or one friend?
One friend. I have like a couple of friends here. So my one friend that I do stuff with.
Oh, that's good. I feel like that's a little easier.
It is. And like I said, like, I mean, I keep, like, I have been putting myself out there more, and I thought I was going to be co-working with someone last week, and I checked in. She's like, I'm so sorry, I have to reschedule something about her kid's school, which whatever. And, but I had noticed that week she had been posting like a lot, like looking for stuff to do and getting out. And suddenly, like, I don't see her doing that anymore. And she messaged me, and I don't know if it was just like one of those, like, she felt that because I get it, like feeling that urge to go out and meet people, but then like realizing I actually have to go out and meet people. And maybe getting overwhelmed by it. So she said, can we do it another time? And I said, yes, I can do it this date. And she never responded. So I'm like, do I keep trying? I don't know. We'll see. I'm making friends at school. I don't see them in person, but that's okay. Anyway, we are still waiting to hear about the proposals we submitted. And we're submitting one part proposal for the pleasurologist. Again, if anybody has any connection to the, now I forgot what they're called, the Salt and Pepper Gang in Houston, please, please let me know. We're trying to do something cool. Do you have anything coming up, Eddie, you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, new podcast alert. It's called Containerized Freight, which is, I don't know what that really means, but they're talking about just like culture and food and stuff that's going on. It's a librarian and a professor from the University of North Georgia. They're very well-educated, interesting people. They have good radio voices. So check it out. It's on athenspublic.com/containerizedfreight, or just go to athenspublic.com and you can find links to it and stuff.
Nice. We will check that out. And also, don't forget, y'all, check out the Scoop on Sex with the Pleasurologist. We should have a new episode soon. We're going to be getting more on track about having episodes happen more often. We're figuring it out. But send us your dating and sex questions. Also, send me dating and sex questions for you. We don't want to talk about them everywhere because I love talking about dating and sex and all those kind of things. So, I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to be stealthy here and try and do two things at once. Until next time. Peace. Oops, it's not working. There it goes. Peace out, y'all. Oh, yeah. Bam, bam.